Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
The Roman Emperor Nero is infamous for having fiddled while Rome burned. And the U.S. President Joe Biden will be infamous for many reasons, but also most prominently for walking a picket line while the U.S. sovereign bond market melted down. The president is supporting union workers' plea for higher wages to fight the very inflation that he helped cause by his reckless fiscal deficits. Biden is also now canceling student debt on top of that. This debt is owed to the U.S. government and the taxpayers. So he is piling on even more debt just as the nation slips further into insolvency. The president is further destroying the confidence for U.S. treasuries, and that has huge implications for your portfolio. The simple truth is that the deep state of Wall Street's buy and hold 60-40 portfolio has gotten you crushed. Crushed. How's that for the FOMO crowd? Crushed over the past 2 years. PPS now has 65% of its portfolio in treasuries, but it is where we are investing on the yield curve that means everything. The short end is where we are. It has a higher yield and far less volatility. This is because T-bills trade commensurately with the Fed funds rate, and since Powell is pretty much done with rate hikes, he maybe has one more left in the tank, we expect this part of the yield curve to be anchored, stable, prices steady, with a 5+% yield until the economic data begins to deteriorate. Once the labor market begins to fracture, the principal for short-term debt should begin to spike higher. In the meantime, we can collect a higher yield without suffering the mal-effects of inflation that affect the long end of the curve. If your favorite 60-40 financial planner has you invested evenly across the duration of the yield curve, your returns may look more like a microcap stock that is heading for bankruptcy. We realized back in August 1st that the long end of the bond market was in deep trouble and could no longer be held, not even tangentially, not even on the margin, not even a little bit. The reasons were clear, and I stated them back then, why we sold completely our 5% position in long-term treasuries, and thank God for that. The reasons were the end of disinflation and the return of reflation. Japan and China would be unwinding their currency reserves to support their individual yen and yuan. Japan was ending yield curve control, adding to the competition for treasuries. The Fed's quantitative tightening program is adding to the selling and draining reserves from the system. And the U.S. has a $2 trillion deficit without a good reason. In other words, outside of a war or a recession. If you want to understand how to invest appropriately, you must be able to interpret yield curve dynamics. The yield curve is now uninverting, going from 100 basis points inversion in July to a 35 basis point inversion today. Now, normally a steepening yield curve is indicative of accelerating economic growth. You know, I hear all these permabulls now saying, oh, the yield curve is steepening and that means the economy is accelerating so there's no recession. Pay attention to the yield curve. Well, they weren't telling you that when the yield curve was inverted by 100 basis points this summer, saying, oh, the yield curve doesn't matter anymore. It's inverted for all different reasons other than the fact that we're headed for a financial collapse. We are heading for a sovereign debt crisis, and that is not a sign that the economy is about to accelerate. Now, of course, normally a steepening yield curve is indeed indicative of accelerating economic growth. However, how the yield curve is steepening is crucial. The long end is rising much faster than the short end this time around, but it has nothing to do with a soft economic landing or a healthy economy. Rather, it has everything to do with illiquidity in the bond market. Once the recession arrives, the yield curve will indeed begin to steepen, but it will be something known as a bull steepener. meaning the yield curve will uninvert because the short-term rates plunge in anticipation of the Fed cutting rates, while the long end falls much less due to soaring deficits and the anticipation of higher growth and inflation further down the road. This is where the stock market gets wiped out, and it is a great opportunity for us to begin to cover our shorts, which should be in place by then, and get longer of equities during the panic. Having been a professional investor for 32 years gives me the experience to understand the nuances of the yield curve and helps with getting the positioning and timing correct. And yes, timing matters. The evidence of the coming air pocket in economic data continues to pile up. Pending home sales for the month of August fell 19% year over year and were down a sharp 7.1% month over month. Yeah, I guess rising rates do matter. There is no doubt that the freezing over of the housing market is partially due to the chaos in the bond market. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate jumped to 7.65% last week. That is a 23-year high. Thanks to the Fed's proclivity for interest rate manipulation, mortgage rates first were forced down to an incredible 2.8% just 2 years prior. That is a massive rate of change increase in a very short period of time. It has led to the demand for mortgages to plunge to the lowest level since 1996. The real estate transaction market is in a depression. Price declines are soon to follow once the rental market dries up. This too is a function of the labor market. Last week, the Bureau of Economic Analysis reported its benchmark revisions to GDP. And guess what? They were all revised lower, and by a lot. Economic activity was either weaker or not as strong as previously estimated in each of the first quarters of 2020, 2021, and 2022. For example, in the first quarter of 2021, GDP increased at a 5.2% annualized rate, but it was previously published to rise at a 6.3% annualized rate, and consumer spending was revised much lower. It is no wonder why investors must take official economic data with a very suspicious grain of salt. The government actually admits in arrears that its estimate for GDP in one quarter can be off by a whopping 1.1 percentage points. Just imagine how far from the truth they really are, especially when, given the fact, the ruler they use to measure inflation perpetually comes up short, thus making its real GDP estimate consistently above reality. The U.S. national debt is now $33.5 trillion, and the interest on that debt is $712 billion this year. That interest expense is set to double over the next few years as our debt is rolling over at much higher interest rates. Interest payments are now equal to 17% of all federal revenue, interest payments alone. And that should easily jump to 35% of all income very soon. That figure will be much greater if and when, I won't say if, when the recession arrives, as the automatic economic stabilizers kick in, just as revenue also collapses. Entitlements and debt service payments will equal 100% of all revenue by 2040, and that means there'll be no room for any other government spending. You wonder why the bond market is in revolt? Now let's talk a minute about the reverse wealth effect currently in place that has occurred over the past 2 years. The S&P 500 is up 10% year to date, but ex the seven AI mega cap tech stocks, it is down on the year. The equal weight S&P 500 is down 2% year to date. And with the full inclusion of these AI stocks in their full weighting, the S&P 500 is still down 12% from the start of 2022. For the 60-40 portfolio bag holders, you have to include the performance of bonds, both long and short-term bonds, which are nearly down 40% from January 2022 and down a whopping 50%. If you owned long-duration bonds, EDV, TLT, you are down 50% if you own them since the start of 2020. That is a beating in long-term super-safe treasuries that is equal to the drubbing suffered in the S&P 500 collapses that took place in the year 2000 and the year 2008. Equity crashes. But these are bonds. Yes, it has been a brutal 2 years for investors with very little places to hide whatsoever. In fact, the last place to hide, which was energy, is now in, they say, you know, you take the stairway up and the elevator down. Well, the elevator has just went ding because these equities are starting to roll over hard. Equities are down, bonds have collapsed, and the real estate market hangs precariously on the precipice as well. Sadly, this gives me no pleasure to say this, but the U.S. resembles more and more like a banana republic. It is becoming a dangerous, dysfunctional, and corrupt nation. With a growing chasm between the wealthy and the poor, that's not new, but it's getting worse, and the evisceration of the middle class is almost complete. Our bond market is fracturing, and it is becoming an existential crisis for our financial system. What else would you expect to happen when the annual deficit is now 45% of our revenue in peacetime, without a recession, supposedly, we're not in a recession officially, and that is adding each year to the national debt, which is an incredible and absolutely mind-boggling 771% of our annual federal income. Now, if you were a person going to the bank for a loan and they asked you, well, what's your cash flow look like, Mr. Homeowner? I mean, tell me a little bit about your finances. Well, I'm adding 45% of my salary, 45%, almost half of my salary I'm adding each year to my outstanding debt. And my outstanding debt is now 771% of my income. Can I have another loan? They would kick your behind out of the bank and they wouldn't even give you a lollipop. And by the way, the interest rate on that debt that you hold is soaring. What does a successfully positioned portfolio look like in this scenario? The bond portion of your portfolio must have nothing in it but short duration treasuries. I mean, have 0% long-term debt. And no corporate bonds in it either. I'm not even a big fan of most municipal bonds. We are short junk bonds and have 2/3 of our portfolio in short-term U.S. debt. We have some physical gold, but we are keenly aware that rising nominal yields, rising real yields, and a stronger dollar isn't where you want to overweight the precious metal. And you should not have any exposure to gold miners at this time. There'll be a buy, but not yet. We remain long the US dollar, which has been probably one of the best trades in our recent history. We're not long the dollar against physical hard assets. We're long the dollar against the yen and the euro. Bear that in mind, and very successfully, as I might add. And our equity exposure is just 13%. 13%. That's all we are exposed to stocks right now. And they're defensive stocks too. And we have this defensive posture because we see financial conditions have started to tighten and the chaos in the bond market is intensifying. We have myopic focus on those two factors. Any further tightening of financial conditions and widening of credit spreads will cause me to reduce our meager allocation to equities, increase our bond exposure, and increase our shorts. Most importantly, in this coming recession, we should be able to make money with our bond holdings as opposed to last year's bear market when yields had no room to fall because they were already near the floor. In other words, owning the four horsemen of the economic apocalypse shouldn't just lose you a little bit of money like they did last year. Instead of that, it should actually make you money in the next recession and bear market, phase two. I'll end with this thought. The markets have become extremely fragile because they have become completely artificial, globally. That goes for Japan, China, and the Eurozone as well. Active and smart management is the only way to survive and thrive in this turmoil.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.